You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmitz.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Mino and the Mayor here. WGBW, WISS, coming your way in Appleton and Oshkosh, where you'll find the Milwaukee Brewers in action tonight, taking the Baltimore Orioles. Brewers coming off a nice win last night. Got three in the second inning, I think it was, and just kind of cruised from there. They've been shut out three out of four games recently. So, yeah, we've had some great guests today. Tim Miley. The Murray Scramble Golf Tournament, Second Chance North Animal Shelter in the Ripon Green Bay, Green Lake, excuse me. That's coming up. Only $65 per person to golf May 24th. It's coming up. Shotgun start. Call 920-470. Do you remember the two Packer players for the next one?
No.
$23.95, Travis Williams, Bryce Popp at the Farview Golf Course in Oshkosh. Coming up, so just $65. Excuse me, per person for golf and lunch.
Pat,
benefit that, for Second Chance.
I'm going to introduce Pat in a little while, but that's how he remembers phone numbers, is the two digits he'll relate it to a Packer player.
Whatever works.
Yeah. You're right.
If
it starts with a four, I know who that guy is, but after that,
Cody Kreplin, Sloppy Dog, Sloppy Hog Barbecue, Rib Cook-Off Competition, Steve Grenier, Director of Public Works of Green Bay, and Pat View, owner of Pet Wants Green Bay, allergies for pets. We have had a pet theme today.
We have.
And it's actually really fun.
And it's pretty cool how you're talking about when we were younger, it just wasn't what it is today. I mean, people go
take better care of their pets.
And sometimes their kids.
Well, yes and no. They take better care of pets. But I guess when we were younger, a lot of, you know, our table scraps were good table scraps. I mean, pork was done right. You got it from a local butcher. You got the scraps, whatever.
And that's what we fed our dogs, our
exactly,
beagles. That
exactly.
That mixed it with a little gravy train.
Yeah. And back then, all those big manufacturers of the food were privately owned. There was a guy by the name of Ralston.
Ralston Purina?
Exactly. So he took pride in what he did. I'm sure he did. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm sure he did.
Mm-hmm. Your name's on it.
Right. So when it gets sold a couple times, certain things all of a sudden, hey, we got to raise the profits. We got to do this. Everybody's been in business, so you got to raise the profit. So I think that's unfortunately what happened in the pet industry.
They put in lower quality ingredients.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. What about that stuff they talk about now? There's that commercial where somebody sees it in the refrigerator. It's like, oh, that's dog food. It's not dog food. How much better is that than what we used to give our dogs?
You know, obviously it's situational. Like I said, my mom cooked well. I mean, she was an ex-farm girl, whatever. Yeah. And so maybe not everybody did that, but I think back then they did. How much better? It's still, I didn't check this out. I didn't know if there's much color to it.
Okay.
Because that's the other thing that's coming out right now that everybody's getting into. You know, but, you know, what's this red dye number six and the green colors and everything. Mm-hmm. They're there not for the dog. The dogs can't even tell color. They can see shades, but they can't tell color.
Wait till Kennedy gets a hold of that.
No kidding. No kidding. But, you know, to his credit, he's bringing this to the people. Now, if people start transferring it to their animal, the word allergy will go away.
Which they will.
Hopefully.
Oh, I think
conveniency
will. Here's a couple of questions I have for you. One is your role in this, you are, and I like the way you explain it, you're like the milkman of dog food. People can call you. You've got a plethora of products to offer, and
right,
you deliver.
Everything I do is on online. I got an e-store. So, you know, I go out, you know, I go to I'll be at Saturday's Farmer's Market. So mm-hmm. And that's where I get belly-to-belly to people, what they say, or eye-to-eye, and tell them what we do. We're a very holistic operation. We don't believe in all this stuff that's added to the dog foods. I think, personally, and I can pretty much back this up, that most of the stuff that are happening to our animals is because of the food.
Yeah. And you talk about this as Allergy Awareness Month.
Correct.
For dogs.
Right.
Which, I mean, a few years, it wasn't that long ago, people were talking about this for kids.
Right.
That it's like the food that causes allergies.
No doubt about it.
Well, that's what it's doing right now. I mean, you brought up Kennedy. So he's bringing that to everybody's awareness. Mm-hmm. What's all these illnesses from? I've had, what did he say? We got 10 kids in our family or whatever, and mm-hmm. they all have some allergy or something going on. Well, again, when we grew up, like I told you, in the west side of Deep Here, if somebody had an allergy, we call that a rich kid disease. We call it, you know, that was a cold or whatever, an allergy, whatever yeah, that is.
Right.
And, you know, we grew up in fields. We build hay. We did all this kind of stuff. Where's the allergy coming from?
Yeah. So that's quite a niche that you're in.
Correct.
And how'd you get into that? I think this is really interesting because I'm a dog lover and just spent some time at the vet yesterday getting shots and talked about allergies and why he's got this little stuff in his eye in the morning and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've been involved with dogs. I had a dog since I've been 4 years old. And when I got into early teens, I started hunting. So I got really involved into hunting dogs. And that's what really got me into it.
Beagles?
My first dog was a beagle mix. It was a lab beagle mix. But then I got into you guys are old enough to remember the American Sportsman. I got into watching the pointers.
Yeah.
I thought it was such a gentleman way to hunt. To walk up behind a dog that's basically on point, you basically release the dog, he flushes the dog, you shoot the bird, he retrieves the bird. I thought, that's cool. That's a fun. It's fun, and it's fun to watch the dog work. So I got into that, and then I used to go out to like Missouri, whatever, to get my dogs, and their breed is better than me as far as their bloodlines. And one of my dogs got cancer. I'm like, what the heck is this? Never in all the dogs I've had, all the people, dogs, I never heard the word cancer associated with dogs. So I did more study on it, and this was before internet was invented, so it's been a while. So I did my studies on it when the internet came aboard, and now cancer's up to one in less than two dogs.
Well, you know what's really funny? I will just say this. I've had four dogs as an adult, all rescued dogs. Three of them have all died from cancer.
Wow!
Of one sort or another. When you talk about allergies, my dog right now had really bad allergies. I switched his food to a better situation. Totally went away. No more medication, none of that kind of stuff. So what Pat's saying here, I mean, I live that.
Wow!
And it's true with us. You know, what goes in, it benefits your body. And anyway, my dog got cancer, bugged the heck out of me. He wasn't my best bird dog ever, but he was a dang good dog. And it bugged me. And then I started doing my research. And one of the foods I was using was supposed to be the official dog food of the Iditarod people. I thought, okay, cool. They're athletes. They got to have the nutrition, all kind of stuff, what I needed. And one element it had in there that I did not appreciate when I did my research was corn. Dogs are carnivores. First thing they must have is meat to live and whatever. And corn now, unfortunately, in the United States, is one of the top genetically modified grains. Well, do your research on that. You'll be surprised what you're going to learn. The reason why it's genetically modified is so they can get a higher yield on crops. Mm-hmm. But you ever go into a cornfield, which I used to be in a kid. I used to live in a cornfield chasing pheasants and all that kind of stuff. And there's no bugs anymore. There's no pheasants either. Because the pheasants need the bugs to eat for protein. Well, that stuff's going up. It's a glyphosate.
Okay, let me just jump. You had pheasant in West Deep Here?
Oh, huge.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We had, I had friends, you know, I mean, we didn't have weightlifting back then. Weightlifting back then was bales. That was a big, you know.
And rocks.
Well, it was, is the farm kids were the weightlifters. Right. But yeah, I used to limit out. Well, she's only three birds or whatever,
yeah, but
I'd be able to limit out, and we would go for. I grew up on the other side. It used to be called Progressive Farmers, and on the west side of the pier, just before the 41, what's now Interstate 41. We used to be able to leave my house and just walk for hours and come across birds because there was no housing or anything back then. But yeah, we've hunted a lot.
Why did they disappear?
Chemicals.
Pesticides. It's just pesticides. I mean, it's why anybody in this room is going to get sick. Right now, they're going to find this out. And like you said, RFK is bringing that out to everybody's knowledge. But all that that's coming out for the human beings, all the human beings that are getting that stuff are putting it in our food, it's also in the dog's food. Mm-hmm. We're a very holistic, I think I mentioned this before, we're a very holistic company. We make the freshest pet food you can get in kibble form. We don't use any corn, wheat, or soy, so there's no genetically modified grains. We use one grain in our product, not all of our products, but one grain is called brown rice. It's not messed with. It's not bleached to make white. It's brown rice, and brown rice is a natural vitamin B12. But the number one ingredient in our food is protein, and it's a. We don't use. You'll see somebody and on these products, and your guy out behind the window would know this. If you see animal,
he has a name. We can't remember can't, it right now, but he has a name.
He is the guy behind the window.
I know. I apologize for not remembering.
That's how we refer to him too. Yeah. Hey, you behind the window,
new guy.
But it's you can say you got chicken in your food, and it doesn't have to be the best cut of that chicken. We use the prime cut of all of our proteins. We don't use the head, the beaks, the feathers, and whatever else. Because you and I, our hair has protein. Well, so does feathers. So you can use that in dog food. But it's not fulfillment. Your dog, and if you see that, because you read, and I'm sure the guy, Todd.
I just want to reintroduce you. Pat View, owner of Pet Wants Green Bay. Great insight into how we keep our pets from experiencing discomfort and in some cases, even serious health complications.
And it's through the food you're are you a manufacturer? Can I call you that, or are you just
no? I'm the wholesaler. I'm a actually Pet Wants is a franchise.
Okay,
it was started 1980s.
But you mix some of the stuff, right?
I do not do anything.
Oh, you're just, I'm the wholesaler. The milkman.
Yeah, okay. I'm the wholesaler. I order it. We order it once a month. It's made once a month in small batches, kind of comparable to a microbrew, if you will. We make it once a month, small batches. Once it's done, it goes through three different laboratories to be tested. And then once it's done, The doors open up and they ship it right to me.
Do you have to, like, we just had a dog here, Cody's dog. How much did he say it weighed?
110.
110 pounds versus some other dogs that might be coming through here. Like the dog at the rescue thing we did, the one from Norman's was what, 30 pounds maybe? Do you have to? Do they differentiate between the type and size of the dogs, or is it one fits all?
No, it's not one fits all. Matter of fact, we carry seven different types of selections, and I endorse moving the proteins around because that's what a dog or animal did in its wild. It didn't feed on chicken all the time. It didn't feed on lamb all the time or whatever. It moved its around. It moves its proteins around, and again, going back to the holistic look, we look at feeding your dog or any animal like that through the eyes of a wolf. Mm. Whatever crosses its path is din-din. It's not the same thing every day. And one thing I did stress, like we brought up corn. You might see a wolf in the cornfield. He's not grazing. He's hunting. So
they won't eat anything dead, right? They won't eat a carcass.
No, exactly right, which is a good point because I tell people, if your dog smells the dog food and starts kind of goes like this, he's smelling something, he or she is smelling something that's not right. And to your point, you'll never see a fox, a coyote, a wolf next to roadkill. And there is, obviously, in the state of Wisconsin, there's a plenty of road free dinner.
They're not
there.
Scavengers.
No, not in that form.
No.
They might scavenge from a bear kill or something, but...
Yeah, but not a car hitting a thing. No, they won't touch it. It's weird.
Wow.
It's spoiled.
I don't think I knew that.
It's spoiled. It's spoiled meat. And they smell it. Obviously, their olfactory system is probably the best in the world.
All right, we got to start our quick break. This is interesting, by the way. Nice to hear a former Phantom alumni. Good luck with your business. TW, class of 1976. That's from Terry.
Huh? All right.
All right, we got to start our quick break. Back to this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
We're expecting this song.
That's Todd. There you go. By the way, Todd,
I was a little worried he was going to do the puppy love thing, so I'm not sure how you go with Elvis.
And they called it puppy love.
Yeah, so I did play it, so don't sing it, is basically what it is.
Wow, okay, Todd, I'm backing up.
I'm actually
at Pat View of Pet Wants Green Bay.
I'm actually on your website right now, Pat, and I'm looking at some of the varieties that you have to choose from. Chicken meal, brown rice, chicken meal, turkey meal, grain-free, lamb meal, brown rice. I mean, under $3 a pound, like about $2.50 or so. I mean, I think I'm going to try this.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to try it. I don't have a dog.
That's cheaper than that other stuff he's buying in prime rib.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, yeah.
The thing you'll save on, you say you're cheaper. I don't want to mess up any vets around here, but I haven't taken my dog to a vet in 10 years. Because I think I just stressed before, one of the things that you mentioned, and I didn't mean to mention, is because of our products so pure, we feed your dog from the inside out. It might sound weird, but that's how we make the allergies go away. We build up your dog's defense system, the immune system, everything, the teary eyes, all of the things. Mm-hmm. I work with a ton. I bet you 80% of my client base is rescues. God bless them. But you're picking up a mess.
Yeah.
Both mentally and physically, you're picking up a mess.
Yep.
And you don't know where that mess came from. It could be the color of your beard that takes that dog off.
Yeah.
Your voice being low could be that trigger.
Well, was true with my dog. When I first got my dog, I had to speak in upper register just so that I could get friendly with me. And
because whoever, you can deduce that, because whoever mistreated that dog had your voice tone.
Oh, it was Tim Miley earlier from the Murray Scramble Golf Tournament.
Yep.
Let's talk, his dog, like plastic bags.
Door frames.
Or door frames. Yep. Freak his dog out. He's a rescue.
Right. Anyway, so those dogs come in messed up. And what we do is, we start them off if they come to us, you start off on our food, and it starts, we got natural antibacterial, natural pre and probiotics in our products. So right away, we're going to fix your gut. And again, another key word in everybody's diet or anybody's talk about their diet, you got to have your gut fixed. Your gut has to be wrong. If your gut's not right, your stool's going to be off, all this kind of stuff. So we fix the gut, and then with that, you know, you build up the proteins, you put the proteins in there. We got you mentioned brown rice. It's a natural vitamin B12. Well, B12 is a natural energize. It gives you energy. So your dogs get energy, good protein, and we also put blueberries and cranberries in our food for natural antioxidants. So we've actually had people in our franchises that actually helped dogs get cured from cancer.
Wow.
And I'm a holistic guy myself. I'm getting there up there in age. If God don't make it, I don't take it. And that's kind of the reason, one of the reasons I got into this food. When I did all the analysis on the product, that how it is and how it comes to me, 9 chances out of 10, I don't lose many taste comparisons. I tell people when they come to my booth, take this home, put a bowl of your product you got out there in a bowl of ours, and just... You know, if it's a big dog, I say put it a little farther apart like this.
Yeah.
So, you know, because there's breezes in the house and mixing up the smell. And I win a lot of those.
Well, so let me just ask a question. Sorry, this is something that really interests me.
No, go ahead.
If I go to your website and I order something, how does that food come to me?
Me.
Okay. So you.
I'm the milkman. I'm the milk.
You're a DoorDash kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm the only guy. I'm a one-man band. Once in a while, my daughter comes home from college or whatever, she's available, she'll
give you help,
shoot in. But 99% chance, if there's a, put it this way, if it's done right, it's me. If it's done wrong, it's me. So it's
the other guy.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Pat, whatever, you know, whatever, somebody from your company did this. No, it wasn't somebody.
All right,
it was
what me. About, so dog, we spent a lot of time on the food. What about liquids? Do you just tap water okay? Do you put anything in the water?
You know, tap water scares me. Everybody's going to find out this pretty soon. Fluoride's crap. Fluoride is not a good thing to have.
Utah found it out.
Huh? Yeah. Well, Utah axed out. Fluoride, it helps. It dismantles, I think it's the frontal lobe. It dumbs down our children. And that's Kennedy again. I know he's coming out, but of course he's part of that. But I know people can't afford to go out there and go fight.
Right.
I get that.
Okay, is there something you can put in the water here? Because we have fluoride in our water here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend a drop or two of something, or do you just...
You probably... No, I don't recommend it. Please, I try to stay away from that because I'm not a vet. I can't be doing that.
Yeah.
I'm sticking that out there. I'll say, oh, this guy from the pet food company said I could do this. Well, where did he get his license from?
Yeah.
You know, good comeback. So I don't. I think, knock on wood, I think our food fixes a lot of that.
Okay.
I think it builds up their, again, builds immune up their that, immune yeah. system and gets them so they can resist. And I live in the country, so I got well water. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I don't have stuff in it because I have farmers around me that might be spraying. I don't know. I mm-hmm. haven't had to test it lately. But anyway.
All right. That's interesting. I'm just curious. Yeah, they drink a lot of water too.
Well, huge. Hopefully.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah.
I mean, if they don't, there's yeah. some issues going on.
All right. This is so interesting. You know, I haven't heard a lot about your company. When I saw that last night, you were coming on. Tell me about your website and how we can get more information.
So it's petwantsgreenbay.com. It's pretty informative if you look it up. Todd just kind of saw it, went through it, and picked up a bunch of knowledge about it already. There's a contact. There's my email's on there. My phone number's on there. I answer the phone almost all the time. Right. I mean, there's sometimes I, you know, might take a Sunday afternoon off to, or whatever, but I answer my phone pretty frequently.
And you like the belly-to-belly sales, as you put it. So what events do you go to? You said the Saturday's Farmer's Market?
I go to Saturday's Farmer's Market.
Okay, that's a good one.
And I'll start, I didn't quite get into the Wednesdays, but I've been a substitute all the time.
Okay.
So I've been the Wednesdays, I may have missed. And I do some of the area various charitable stuff.
Great. Well, we'll look for you. Yeah. Thanks for doing this. Yeah, I mean, this is good stuff.
Like people to know.
Yeah.
Great. All right, Pat View, owner of Pet Wants Green Bay, allergies for pets. We come back, we're talking Meat Fest with Amy Shadian. Back after this.
If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule. Listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to our great guests here. Pat View just came from here. Pet Wants Green Bay. I got a text here. I've known Pat for decades. Our parents hung out together. Our dad's in the VFW. Our mom's in the women's auxiliary. They had card parties, and his dad, Hollis, whipped up a wicked kettle of booyah. Pat was always getting my brother Jeff in trouble. Great Westy Pier family, Cowboy Dave.
All right.
Does anybody have card parties anymore?
Yeah, right. I saw, yeah.
Remember that used to be a big deal? Man.
My mom and dad had
going
the best.
To play cards.
The best card parties.
Yeah.
Wasn't that exciting when, like, company would come over and they'd play cards? Yep. There's ought to be some good food.
Right. And then I was like, sometimes just those little cheap, you know, square tables with the chairs.
Card table.
Yeah, card table.
Yeah, but that's somebody would make brownies, somebody would make whatever. Oh, those were exciting times. Our next guest, Amy, is too young to know about that. Amy Shadian. Right, Amy?
Yes.
Do you remember card parties?
I remember my aunts and uncles having
them. Okay, there you go.
Oh, thank you for not saying great aunts.
Yeah.
Because that would have hurt our feelings.
My great grandma had one
that
time.
That would have hurt our feelings. You're an employee of PMI, and you're an event specialist. Is that what they call you?
I'm technically a senior event designer, so my division produces the events that PMI owns. So we own a handful of expos and shows that we produce at the Rush Expo.
And one of them is Meat Fest.
That's right.
We like this. Aisha's been in here. And
yes.
I tell you, we like it not because we like to eat, but this is educational for kids. I mean, this could be a whole career. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Meat Fest is presented by Pelkin's Smoky Meat Market, which is a great company. We love them. And it was really...
I brought some of their product up to Deer Camp this past year.
So
I remember that.
Yeah. Where did this come from? They loved it so much.
Two locations. They're fantastic. And we just really wanted to come up with a new event that was very family-based, community-based, kind of celebrate the foodies in the area, celebrate Wisconsin food like meat and cheese and, you know, craft beverages. And we just started concepting and thinking of ideas and Meat Fest was born.
And it's incredibly popular, isn't it?
Yes. We're going on our third year this year and we've had a really good attendance the first 2 years. People love it. It smells good. It tastes good. It's just fun.
All right. So let's talk about the event. The event Meat Fest, which people... Obviously, a lot of samples, but who's making the stuff? And tell us more about that part of it.
It's a variety. So most of the vendors that come are food vendors. So it's everything from people making jerky, there's smoked meat, cheeses, desserts, all kinds of things. And they basically are just sampling it. It's a great great way for them to showcase their products and their businesses. So there's a lot of samples, but we also have food trucks there as well. So if someone wants a full meal, then the food trucks are there and they can certainly get that as well.
Those were so popular. I don't know if they still are, but, you know, Taste of Chicago, Taste of This, Taste of That. I mean, people love food.
People love food.
Well, they love to try different foods. I think that's people are like, oh, that's a meat and potatoes community. No, it's not. I mean, we love a friend of ours owns a Caribbean food truck, and he's very popular. And it's just nice to see that variety. So we go booth to booth for samples. Okay. And then you also have some contests there, too.
Yes. So we have actually the kids cooking competition this year. So we put a thing out there online, and Chef Ace Champion was great at helping. He's emceeing, and he's going to be right there with the kids throughout the process.
Is he bringing his drums at all? Or
Not to this one. He'll have his chef's coat on and maybe a fun hat. I don't know. But no, he's going to kind of make sure the kids are comfortable. We're going to do two age divisions. So we have some younger kiddos coming out and then some older kiddos too.
And these are kids that cook?
Yes, these are kids that cook.
They had to qualify.
They had to qualify, yes. So they had to submit their information, a recipe of something that they're really proud of, and then a one-minute video of why they should be chosen. The videos were so cute. I'm so excited to see these kids in person. They just have such personality, and it's just going to be fun to watch them.
That sounds awesome.
A cool chef with a personality. I mean, that's
He's so great.
Yeah.
He's so great, and I'm so thankful to him for connecting me with just this whole thing with the kids cooking competition. And we've done adult competitions, meat smoking competitions the last couple of years, and those were good. But I wanted to change it up. You know, you got to kind of bring new things to the event each year.
Is it a little bit Hell's Kitchen, like they have, this is the product? Or do you tell them what they're going to make?
I mean,
or?
I don't think I'm Chef Ramsay or anything.
No, I'm
probably
not
a little nicer than that. But we do have a pantry list, so they will be able to select items from the pantry.
Okay.
And then they have to create, I don't want to totally spill the beans.
No.
Because I want to keep it a little bit of a surprise at the event. But the kids don't know yet what they're making. Okay. So they're going to know, but they don't know quite yet.
So are all these kids in or plan on making this a career for the most part?
You know, I think some of them do.
They
some
do
of
have
them,
an interest
yeah,
in culinary.
Some of them very much have an interest in culinary. Some are just, you know, at this point, home chefs, they're kids. So it's going to, we'll see where the, but this could be a great stepping stone to them just to see, do they like that pressure of being in front of people and having a time constraint and, you know, not their own choosing of the ingredients. They kind of have to work with what we have. So I think it'll be kind of neat for them to and see. I'm excited.
I like the fact that you made them make a video because it's fun when the chef has a personality, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even when you go to a restaurant, it's fun to see that. And these kids are going to learn that this can be a very good career.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think having Chef Ace there is going to be really helpful.
Yeah.
We have a handful of fabulous judges, yourself, actually. Mm-hmm. Mayor Jim Schmidt
will
be there. It's going to be great. Bill Jarts will be there.
Yep.
Shotgun from Y100. And actually, Allison Dairyland is one of our judges. We're excited to bring her to the event. I'm sure she'll walk around in between, too. And it'll be really fun.
So that's the kids' competition. Mm-hmm. And do you have an adult competition?
Not this year. But we do have a handful of demonstrations going on. We have three different demonstration areas. So we have the TDS Fiber cooking stage. We have a handful of chefs that are going to be up there just making cool stuff. And the cool thing about when they do theirs is they will then sample out what they've made.
Right.
So like Chef Fabian of Cedar and Sage out at the Oneida Hotel, he is making like some maple sriracha chicken wings, and then he'll make it, and then you'll be able to sample what he's made. And then we also have the Salmon's Interactive Area, and that is another space where people can come and just learn, you know, do some cool stuff, see what they're making. I know we're going to have like Brighten Up Your Beef with Chef Quiggy. He's going to make chimichurri. Some cool stuff.
Do they talk more the recipe, but do they talk about where they source their product? Because they must be a little farm to table, a lot of these people, right?
Yeah, a lot of them are. And I think it's up to each individual what they want to share. Sometimes they're so busy, especially with the sampling, that's quick, like, here, try this. And then they're also making sales on their prepackaged items. So it can go kind of quick, but that's sort of why we wanted to do the VIP hour too, to give some of those that are a little more interested in more conversations to have a little more time where it isn't so crowded.
Will people give, because we had Cody here, Krepling, and he did sloppy hot. He's phenomenal.
Yes.
It's delicious.
Yep.
And boy, he will guard his like rub recipe and things to the death.
You can get it out of him.
Are your people like that at this event, or will they
Cody
spill
is there.
Some of the secrets? Cody's going to be there?
I think is it Cody or Ben? There's
oh, okay.
They're from Burn Pit?
Sloppy Hog.
Oh, Sloppy Hog. Okay.
Yeah.
Sloppy Hog isn't there this year, but we do have a handful of them. Yeah, they're very
protective.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great word to use. Yeah, which it is. That's their
I don't blame them.
That's their bread and butter,
right.
so to speak.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And tell us, let's talk about the event, because I think people would be interested in this. It's a family thing, or it's a date night, whatever you want to do. This is a cool thing to go to.
It is. It's very family friendly. So the samples obviously are for everybody, except for we have a beer garden, a bourbon bar, and a wine bar. So in those areas, the samples are 21 plus only. So
my ears we just have some great stuff. My ears perked.
He likes bourbon bar.
Yeah, well, bourbon
two
bar.
Two of the most beautiful words
I know,
known
right?
to man.
Right.
Isn't it amazing how many people now locally are making their own vodka, bourbon, and spirits?
Yeah, no, it is really cool. And we have a handful of select bourbons that folks can purchase. But as far as samples, Old Smoky's going to be there sampling out a whole bunch of their great products. And then Good Boy is sampling out their brand new lemonades.
Wow.
Again, 21 plus. You got to be 21 plus. But that'll be fun for them. And then the beer garden's great. It's just some picnic tables in a big old tent, but it's inside and it's very relaxing, right next to some live music. So there's live music going all day.
Oh, I know you had music. I didn't read that. Okay,
cool. We have some fabulous musicians playing all day, live acoustic music. You can just hang out, sit in the beer garden, and relax, and enjoy that. And then, of course, in the kids area, we also have Mischief and Magic is there doing all the shenanigans they usually do. And then Fox City Flicks, too, is going to have like a little gaming system so kids can kind of hang out and play some video games, and it's just there's just something for everybody, really, and it's a good time.
See why she's the creative
absolutely
event?
I mean,
you didn't miss a thing on this. Holy,
this
even
one
a question.
Is my event, so I kind of have to know what's going on.
Okay, I just want to go through your schedule here.
Yeah,
a little bit,
go ahead. Yeah,
okay, just ask him. Okay, first of all, TDS Fiber Cooking Stage,
yes,
Maple Sriracha Chicken Wings with Chief Chef. Is it Chief or Chef?
Chef
Fabian.
Yes,
as you mentioned. Okay. Yeah. Appetizers,
yeah.
Mr. Burns,
you guys know Mr. Burns?
I don't know.
He dresses like a pepper at the farmer's market. He's fantastic.
Okay.
He's one of our vendors, so he'll be selling all of his sauces and salsas and stuff, and then he's going to do some cooking demos for us, and he's great.
Crispy maple mustard glazed pork belly with Chief Fabian.
Oh, that sounds good.
Again?
Yep, and he does, all his stuff he brings is sourced right from the Oneida Nation.
Good.
So, like last year, he made like a bison chili, and it was delicious. So he's fantastic. He's one of the chefs over there at Cedar and Sage.
I'd love to try that bison chili.
Well, come on out. I'll get you a ticket.
That sound good.
I know.
The cooking demo at 10 o'clock with Salmon's Interactive Area.
Yep.
Salmon's.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
That's a good company, by the way.
Yeah, they're great.
And they sold.
Okay, this one has me interested because it sounds like something I've never had before. Collard greens, dried cranberry and walnut salad with hot bacon dressing. Chef Selena Darrow, Executive Director, Rooted In Incorporated.
Yes, she is an amazing chef. You may have actually...
She's been on the show
a couple
times.
She maybe has been here before because she does a whole bunch of amazing things within the community, and she's a great chef. So yeah, she's going to do a couple of demonstrations, and then I'm sure she'll sample that out too.
Brighten Your Beef, come make chimichurri.
Yes, Chef Quiggy.
Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, what I think so. Chimichurri.
Tell me what that is.
It is, it's a green sauce that usually you'll put on like steak.
Okay.
So it's made with herbs and garlic, I think.
Hmm.
I'm not a professional chef, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And then actually the Super Smoke Bros, I'm excited about them. They're a podcast in the area, and there are some teachers out of the Sheboygan area that just love to smoke meat. So they put together a podcast, and they reached out, and they're like, hey, can we maybe come to Meat Fest? I was like, heck yeah, you can. So they're going to actually do some Q&A in that Salmon's Interactive
they
area.
This is going to be a fun day.
Yeah,
and this is going to be awesome.
I'm actually going to be talking with them tomorrow night, so I'll name drop you guys when please I talk to them, for sure. They're so cool.
We'd love to have them on.
I'm looking at your layout here, and look at that layout.
It's awesome.
All the samples
every
are highlighted.
Space possible.
You betcha. And we actually have outdoor samples as well. So Woodfire Grill and EarthSense Energy are going to be doing outdoor cooking demos. Woodfire Grill.
No, you just said something. Which part of the UP are you from?
Oh, I'm from Marinette, but my mom's from Menominee. Okay. My mom's a Uper.
You had me at You betcha.
It comes out sometimes.
Yes, caught you.
Okay. But yeah, we'll have some outdoor cooking demos, which are great too. So outside is the food trucks. We have seating area outside. The Rush Expo is pretty great. We open up, if the weather's pending, it's been beautiful the last 2 years, but we always open up the hydraulic doors that go from the west end of the expo that are glass facing Lambeau, and they go right out onto that patio.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the food trucks are, the outdoor cooking demos. And the outdoor cooking demos, everything they're cooking on those grills all day long, you can sample too. So it's really, really, really fun event.
It
as soon as you get
fantastic.
Close, it smells so good. You learn a lot.
Right.
You know, you talk to other foodies, and it's just
There's so many different. I mean, just look at this map. You got 500 different things listed with people that donated everything.
Mm-hmm. And people are interested in food and something different. And
absolutely.
This is where you can learn it. Yeah, this is going to be fun. Even if I wasn't the judge, I'd be going. I just think this is a very cool event.
Great, thank you.
I agree. You're talking about a kids event, too, as far as kids could come over there, the watch kids cook, or just I mean, different events for them. You guys are covering every base here, aren't you?
I hope so. I think so. Yeah. I mean, the people the last 2 years have been really excited. The vendors couldn't believe how many people showed up for it. And it's great. It's a Saturday. It's a great way to start your Saturday. And you come hang out with us for a few hours, get your full of all your samples, and then move on.
Old Station 31 checking in. 31 Spirit says, good morning. Nothing better than a good bourbon bar.
That's right.
You got to get them there from the town of Dale. They are fantastic.
Yes, tell them to reach out.
We had a contest with 10 manufacturers, vendors of spirits, beer, wine, and they won.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
They're the ones who won.
It's great.
I just want to say ticket prices are all in, meaning the listed price includes all ticket fees. General admission, $16.50 for adults, $8 for ages 13 to 17, $11 for military and first responders. Wow. And there's a VIP early entry, $22 for adults, $13.25 for ages 13 to 17, $16.15 for military and first responders. Children 12 and under are free.
That's right.
And they can pick up tickets.
You can go to the Resch Center box office, or you can go to Resch Expo online, or Tickets Are Online, rather, for tickets.
Right.
Wow. Meat Fest presented by Pelican Smoky Meat Market. This sounds fantastic.
Thanks for bringing this. I mean, this is good. This is great. Checks a lot of boxes.
Saturday and 31st. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Mine on it. What are you doing?
What?
2 years, and I'm giving you guys a thumbs up, and you're going...
We're talking about...
Hey, Jim, can you do me a favor?
Who's picking up...
The guy behind the window to be quiet.
Like the guy behind the window? Yeah, okay, that would be our producer.
This happens once in a while, and it was not planned, okay? So we talked a lot about pets today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
And we talked a lot about meat.
Yes!
Totally.
Which is fine. I'll talk that. Either one of those. Yeah. By the way, though, a lot of great food we brought up here today. But I'm going to be honest with you on something. I'm going to make a declaration here. I saw this thing. I looked it up on this food thing, health type things. I'm always in how to make myself better.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only eating 10 foods for the rest of my life.
All right. I'm going to write these down. Okay.
Write them down.
Right between marathons.
10 foods. Okay. 10 foods. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Blueberries.
Yep, that's good for you. Yep.
Salmon.
All right.
Good one.
Yep.
Quinoa.
You don't even know how to say it.
What is
it?
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Yep.
Is that a fruit?
No, it's kind of like a rice substitute. It's a grain.
What that is.
It's an ancient grain.
It is.
And it's better for you than rice.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. How do you eat it?
You cook it like rice.
Just like rice.
Yeah.
Okay. And it comes, yes, we have.
Okay. Almonds.
Almonds, yep.
Sweet potatoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one I'm going to struggle with. Green tea.
I like green tea.
Do you?
Yeah. So bitter.
No.
Put a little honey in it.
Oh, I think you're saying bourbon.
It's not on the list. You can't have it. He's going through the list.
Oh, that's right.
Mm. Bourbon on the list?
I think it's 11.
So far, nothing.
I'm just doing the 10.
So far, nothing you mentioned is available at the dollar store, so think about that, too.
Salmon in a
can.
Yeah,
salmon, almonds.
In a bag.
Yeah. Greek yogurt.
Yep.
Good.
That's good for you.
Eggs.
Yep.
Well, easy.
And avocados.
All right.
Okay. That's not the worst list. Sometimes you look at those lists, it's like, oh, my God.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. You won't be on that for a week, but still, that's a good list.
I'm going to be on this the rest of my life.
Okay.
It'll be between that and the tallow that you're putting on.
Which is working.
Yep. You'll look like.
I've had so many people tell me my skin is so much more effervescent than it used to be. It's mind-boggling.
Get one of them on the radio.
Fizzy skin. That's what we all want. Fizzy skin.
Yeah.
Hey, at least it's better than what Springsteen was told about his.
Did you see that?
Yeah. No.
Trump, after saying, well, have you seen Springsteen? He looks like a dried up prune.
Terrible skin. He's getting a little bashed by the guy from The Who, too. Everybody's going after him right now.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But yeah, those are my new my things.
That is not bad. But there's no bread on there, you know.
I know.
What about meat?
There's no meat on there.
You can
have
a little bit of meat, right? I know, but who wants to live on salmon? What about chicken?
That's why it's not going to last.
Ribs. I mean, you're going to tell me if Cody pulled up with his truck, you're not going to have some brisket?
Well, just to help Cody.
Right. Yeah. And at Meat Fest, you're just going to go there to support the kids.
It's
for the children.
It's all about the kids.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my new list. I'm putting this on my refrigerator, and those are the only things that I'm going to eat. You watch. Scoff. Please scoff.
No, I hope.
I hope you stick to it.
So do I.
I think a lot of people are supportive of me.
I know I am.
Quick poll. People, you supportive of me? You think I can stick to this?
Unanimous.
Just let me know.
Unanimous.
Great guest today, Todd.
That was fun today.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's fun when we know a little bit about these people, but you learn a lot about them when you come in here and sit down. So.
And I'll tell you what. That lady we just had in here.
Amy Shadian.
Amy Shadian, senior event designer for PMI. People that want to get into that line of work, watch and listen to what she does. That is perfect. Completely prepared, knows everything there is to know about her event.
I was telling John, John's like, God, she's unbelievable. Well, she knows everything. She's in charge. It's her. Right. She owns the event. Right. She's not helping out. She's not the marketing person. She's not the event coordinator. It's her event, and she knows everything. When the bands are, I was just really impressed with her.
Me too.
But she also has a really excitement for it, right?
Oh, yeah. She loves her event. True that.
But she told me they've got a craft event coming up in October. So I told her, you know, if she wanted you guys to maybe do some crafting to show off at the event, we could get that done.
And I
would do that.
Well, and she said the ticket sales, the reason they went with the VIP versus just generals because the line was so long last year and they wanted to get people through. So, it's nice to
31st.
Get guests on like that.
Coming up on May 31st.
Yeah, I'm going to that for sure.
Well, you're a judge, right?
Well, I'm
on the kids section or the other section?
Kids. That'd be fun, though. They get their product, you know, but I know that they all had to qualify. I think that's cool. She made them send in a video, a 1 minute
video. I agree.
Why they think they should be in this contest. And who knows what this is going
to
lead to.
You know what kind of questions I'd like to ask a chef?
Hmm.
Like, okay, so I'm looking to become, I don't know if there's a word for it. I think in like New Orleans that they call them a sauce.
That's French word.
Sauce. But anyway, whatever.
What is it for? What is it for?
They basically make the gravy on.
Okay, oh, they make soup.
Saucier. But you know what? Every time I made this unbelievable soup last week, okay?
Uh-huh.
But every time I do that, the stuff is so what's the word?
It gets mixed together?
Yeah, and hardens. What can I say that word?
Coagulated.
Coagulated.
There you go.
Everybody's trying to say the word. We're all saying it wrong.
Right.
Coagulated on the bottom of the thing, and I can't get it out. It's burnt. Why does that happen, and how do you get that out?
Turn the heat down and stir more often.
Ah, really?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Especially if you have a cheap pot. You know, it's got a thin bottom.
I'm sure it's going to burn.
Nikki, it's on loan from Nikki.
Well,
she's
got good pots.
Yeah, I would think so. I think I thought maybe you got it at one of your.
No.
Okay.
Dollar Trees.
All right. So you can do that. So you make soup. Do you just like clean out the refrigerator soup or do you actually have a recipe?
No. Clean out the refrigerator
soup. That's what I thought. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, I guess. It's not.
The only thing I'm a little bit worried about, and I may have had a little issue the other day. So with my chicken,
Don't tell me it was old.
No, it was a little pink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought the soup would kind of take care of it.
Oh, you should really cook that before you throw it in.
Mm. Tell you what, it helps you. Mm.
Whatever. All right.
She cleans you up pretty good. No, is that what you're saying?
I'm going to hold my appetite for the Meat Fest. No, I'm waiting for the Meat Fest, man.
I'll make you some soup.
No, I'm good.
You'll be good. Hey, thanks for being here. Back in tomorrow morning, Mind of the Mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.